In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 12, January 17th, 1926, and we're on paragraph 6. So here Jesus is saying to Louisa, I've shown you creation. I've shown you redemption. He says, and now he says, I want to show you sanctification. And he says, I want in a soul my own fiat. And he's talking to Louisa. He's talking to us, but he's first of all talking to Louisa. Louisa, in volume 6, surprised and annihilated to hearing us saying, I, Louisa, she says, Jesus, what are you saying? You know how bad and incapable of anything I am. It's a lot of people. I remember some people in my prayer group who thought that they were saintly, good and holy. And they got to the point where they said, I don't need divine will. I'm already here. You can't last in the divine will thinking that you're pretty good. You know, it's not that you go around, I'm awful, I'm terrible, I'm terrible, I'm awful. It's to turn to God and say, you are everything. I am little. You are great. I am nothing. You are everything. I am a sinner. You are holy. See, the focus isn't on us. The focus is on Him. And when you're in the presence of God, this is what you're going to experience with the illumination of conscience. When you're in the presence of God, God shows you our nothingness. And He shows you who is holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. When that happens, you instantly fall on your face because you're in the presence of divine holiness. A lot of people are going to be shocked. They're pretty good. They're pretty good. I like it when people say, well, I'm living in the divine will. You are. Let me adore you. You're living in the divine will. We want to live in the divine will, but when that day comes, Jesus says, we will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. We'll begin to understand when that day happens. So what Jesus is saying is, do you recognize your sinfulness? If we don't go to confession, we don't recognize our sinfulness. I've had people say to me, I don't know what to confess. You don't know what to confess, huh? Let me adore you. You don't know. No sin, huh? This is why if you go to the examination of conscience, go to the examination of conscience of the hours of the passion. Jesus will show you your sinfulness. It's like sifting dirt. When you sift the dirt, the big rocks are gone. Like, well, I don't sin anymore. I haven't got those sins anymore. The next sifting, there's 10 smaller rocks. Well, I haven't got that anymore. Then when you sift again, there's 1,000 smaller rocks. Then when you sift again, there's 100,000 smaller rocks. God is sifting us to be pure dirt. And He has to show us. Louisa knows how bad and incapable of anything I am. People have said, I am sinless. I don't have any sins to confess. Well, there's really no examination of conscience when that's there. It's not, it's when you're in the light, Jesus says, you will see the imperfections. More. When you're in the light, there are more imperfections that you see. When you get a magnifying glass, you see more imperfections. It's in the light is God, perfection, beauty, holiness. In the light is our Savior, our King, our Mother, our Queen. And when we enter into the light, you see your imperfections. I've talked to some people, they say, well, you know, I can't think of a thing, yet they're continually complaining, continually being negative. And Jesus is saying, that's not me. That has to be eliminated. See, what Jesus tells Louisa is we have to reflect his holy humanity. And we are purged in purgatory to get rid of all that is not part of his holy humanity. If there's things, let's just think like leeches on us that are not part of God's holy humanity, it's got to be burnt off us. And again, that's worry, that's fear, that's anxiety, that's complaints, that's negativity, that's sin. Jesus is saying, I want to free you of this so that you can be in my image and likeness, my mother's image and likeness, the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus said, my daughter Louisa, it is my usual way to choose the most abject, unable, poor souls for my greatest works. This is the greatest works of God. So Jesus has said, I have chosen Louisa and everyone with Louisa who are most abject, unable, poor for this great work that I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that what I'm going to do with these souls, humanity couldn't do. They didn't do. God is doing this for them. He's going to make sure of this. So what does he have to do? He has to use us. We're at the bottom of the barrel. We're nobodies. We're nothings. And God says, I want to use this nothingness to prove my greatness. What God is going to do is he says, I'm going to make of the little children of the holy divine will my divine masterpieces. That's what he's going to do with us. He's going to make of us his divine masterpiece where he, God, will enjoy for all eternity. God will enjoy what he is going to do in us. That's the divine will. A new and divine way of holiness. That's what's coming. Don't limit God. Well, he can't do that to me. No, he can't. You've already said no. Don't limit God with doubts, with worries, with fears, with anxieties, with complaints, with negativities, with sin. Don't limit God. What did Our Lady say? When the angel said, you are going to be the mother of God, she says, how can this be? I want to please God, but I've already vowed a life of virginity. I don't know man. I'm not going to know man. The angel, she says, how? She goes, how can I help God accomplish what he wants for me? And the angel said, it'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. This is what we say in the book of heaven. How can you use me? That's what Louisa says. Don't you know how bad and incapable of anything I am? And Jesus says, I always choose the most abject, unable, and poor souls for my greatest works. He has chosen us. You have to remember this. He's predestined us to live at this time. He has given us the book of heaven. He expects our response, our duty, our obligation, our fiat to what he has planned. We're nobodies. We're nothings. He is everything. See, it's to focus on him. This is why we spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. We spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament because we're falling in love with God. He has called us to be with him, to look at him, to adore him, to love him, to praise him, to thank him, to bless him, to worship him. Those are the rounds. He's teaching us how to thank God, how to love God, how to fall in love with God. He says, even my mother had nothing extraordinary in her exterior life, no miracles, not a sign would distinguish the Blessed Mother from other women. Her only distinction was perfect virtue, to which almost nobody paid attention. So he's saying, wait till I tell you about my mom. Our God has got great, great plans. This is why when you read the prodigies of the Blessed Mother, he says, I know you've read what the saints have said about my mother. Wait till you hear what I have to say about my mother. This is what Jesus tells Louisa. He says, nobody can explain her beauty except her son, who is also God. Wait till you read the prodigies of the Blessed Mother. You'll be astonished of how magnificent our mother is. And every time you read it, you fall more in love with the Blessed Mother. Jesus says, if I, Jesus, had given the distinction of miracles to the other saints, adored the saints with my wounds to my mother, nothing, nothing. Yet she, Mary, was the portent of portents. She, Mary, was the miracle of miracles. That's our mother. Mary, the portent of portents. Mary, the miracle of miracles. Mary, the true and perfect crucified. Look at her heart. Reflects the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Truly crucified. Surrounded by thorns. Under those roses. Like his heart is surrounded by thorns. Split in two. Like her son's heart split in two. On fire with love, as her son's heart is on fire with love. She is the portent of portents. She is the miracle of miracles. She is the true and perfect crucified. No one else is like the Blessed Mother. So those people that say, you're making Louisa greater than the Blessed Mother. They haven't read the Book of Heaven. They haven't read the Book of Heaven. He says, no one else is like my mother. No one else is like my mother. Not you, Louisa. Not anyone who's reading this. My mother is alone, beautiful, glorious, mother, queen of heaven and earth. God's got great plans. He says, get to know this portent of portents. Get to know this miracle of miracles. Get to know the true and perfect crucified that no human is like. Get to know the Blessed Mother. That's why we had the Virgin Mary in the kingdom. And again, that's the beginning of how to live in the divine will. If you're reading, especially the first 6 days, the other thing that God wants us to begin to understand is a new and divine way of holiness. That's the true life of Mary. The true life of Jesus that he wants to give to us. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that all the little children in the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.